The plug, the connection. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug. Power 98.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Smart. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning man house, yeah. Morning man house, yeah. Morning man house, morning man house. Whoa. Morning man house, yeah. Morning man house, yeah. Morning man house, morning man house. Whoa.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It's Monday. Boy, we're back from the holiday. Ate good, feel good, looking good, I'm smelling good, and I'm cold. 40 degrees right about now outside in the city of Charlotte. We got a little wind advisory coming through, boy. They said that wind gonna come through and drop that temperature. Woo! 40 degrees, but guess what? We're gonna heat up pretty fast today. We're gonna heat up to about 51 degrees. Sunshine almost all week long, but yeah, the temperature's gonna fluctuate between 50, 60, and then we're actually going to hit damn near 80 by the end of the week. It's one of the weeks, boy. If you don't take care of yourself, you're gonna find yourself with pneumonia. Cover that head up. Like grandma used to say, cover that head up when you out there in the cold with them people. All right? Hit a man out with me this morning. Y'all say what up, the comedian, baby. Hey!
I say good morning,
Charlotte.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Rock here.
Good morning.
All the way back to Fort Mill.
Good morning.
What up, baby?
What's up, Larry?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
You looking good?
I'm feeling awesome.
You smelling good?
I'm smelling good.
You ain't good.
I took a shower before I got here.
You took your shower?
I took a shower.
Did you use soap?
I used soap.
Did you use a rag?
And body wash.
Did you use a rag?
I used a washcloth.
Did you use the washcloth?
And then I rinsed off.
You rinsed off?
And then I dried off.
Did you dry off?
I said I dried off.
I didn't believe you. What
I
you say?
I dried off.
You came to work dry?
I came to work dry.
Did you put lotion on?
I put on lotion.
What about deodorant?
A little bit of deodorant.
Did you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth.
What it sound like when you brush your
it
teeth?
It sound like swish and swish and swish.
Welcome to the Madhouse, boys, the Monday edition. Miss Jessica on the way. She overslept. I said she overslept.
I said she overslept.
She said her alarm didn't go off.
She's on the way.
Her alarm didn't go what?
Alarm ain't go off.
It didn't ring ring.
It didn't go off.
It didn't ring ring.
It didn't bleep bleep.
Bleep bleep.
Bleep bleep.
Bleep bleep.
Bleep bleep.
Make sure your alarm go.
Bleep bleep.
Cause if it don't.
Bleep bleep.
You gon' be.
Bleep bleep.
Yeah. Hey, man, crazy, crazy weekend, man. Shout out to everybody who got to celebrate their Thanksgiving, man. They had the holiday parade. It was at night. It was kind of weird, but they did it and pulled it off. It was cold. Yeah, because like Thursday, you know, the parade is usually on Thursday morning, which is Thanksgiving. It was so beautiful. And then Wednesday night, it was so cold. But I was like, man. But it was to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the parade. But it did pop off last Wednesday night. But listen, we're moving forward. It's time for the next holiday.
Oh, Lord.
Thanksgiving over.
Christmas lights is already.
Man, my neighbor got up so many damn lights. Boy, he lit up the whole street. It's only one house on my block that really put up Christmas stuff. And when they put it up. Damn right it ain't. But when they put it up, boy, they put it up. The whole damn street illuminated.
Not illuminated.
Illuminated, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I said, okay, it's that season, I guess. It's that season.
It's that season,
yeah.
That time,
yeah. Yeah, you put up your Christmas tree and lights and all that?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I know one of my partners was struggling with, when do you put up the Christmas tree? I know a lot of folks don't put it up until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I saw houses, trees. They put lights in the trees outside in the yard.
Yeah. Are you, well, you do you put up a tree, y'all?
Yeah, we put up a tree.
Y'all put up a fake one or a real one?
We had a real one last year.
No, because I know a lot of folks has been looking for real trees.
It'll be a little different this year.
They got some real trees for all the folks who looking for the real Christmas trees. I saw somebody looking for that on Facebook on yesterday. But they got them. It's a spot right there on Brookshire, right before you get to the DMV. They got a spot. They got a whole bunch of Christmas trees. You know that's big business. That's big money too.
Yeah.
Christmas
trees.
Yeah.
Don't play by the trees.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to get into that business. I'm gonna go get me some, put them in the backyard, they can come by for me. Yeah, I gotta get into that. Yeah. If you wanna make it look quick, come up. Go cut your dad's Christmas trees. You got the hustle in this day and age. You got the hustle. If you ain't got no hustle, you ain't getting no money. It's just that simple.
This is true.
That's just that simple. All right, man. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. Welcome to the Madhouse.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One of the last obstacles between Israel and the Promised Land was the River Jordan. But God had a plan. He told the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant that when they stepped into the river, the waters would roll back. Here are two simple lessons we can learn. One, nothing happens until you quit holding back. You can't wait for everything to be perfect until you move forward. You can't wait until all your fear subsides. You must take the initiative. Overcomers understand that momentum is your friend. As soon as you start moving forward, certain things become clearer and easier. Secondly, you must be willing to persevere. The Jordan River didn't dry up the moment the priests stepped into it. God dried it up 26 miles upstream, so they had to wait till all the water passed by. Why did God do it that way? He planned an opening wide enough, not just for one or two people, but for millions of people to cross. Today, I challenge you to take these two lessons to heart. Trust God and take the initiative. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Power 98!
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the Madhouse? It's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
What we got for the folks today, Bert?
Using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD or MHQOTD today, we want to know, when do you put up your Christmas tree?
Never! Probably about 2 weeks before Christmas. I think most people, probably right after Thanksgiving. Either they put it up on Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, or the day after Thanksgiving. But I'm gonna go with probably like this week, the week after Thanksgiving. That's what I'm gonna say, the week after. Like the Monday, Tuesday this week.
Personally, I put it out whenever I remember.
And you gonna laugh at me, see what I'm saying?
Whenever I remember. It ain't, you know, cause my girls will remind me. They'll say something about it, but outside of that, I don't. If they weren't there, I wouldn't put it up till December 23rd.
December 23rd?
Yeah.
Right before it's time for Santa to come down to the gym now.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, okay. All right, when y'all putting that Christmas tree up, go ahead and hit us on our Instagram pages. What that is, Burp?
It's on my page at I'm Just Burpy. You can use the hashtag MadhouseQLTD, or you can call up here and leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Man, your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by our Secret Santa. Definitely going down. We're going to kick it off this Thursday. Y'all can join us. Help make Christmas special for kids at the Novant Health Hemby Children's Hospital by supporting the Power 98 Secret Santa on December the 2nd, which is this Thursday. Get info on how you can donate and make a difference at power98fm.com. We appreciate everybody who contributes to that each and every year. Sad news coming out of Memphis, Tennessee again. A comedian by the name of D Money. His name is Burpee. You know this comedian?
No.
You don't know him? You never heard of him?
No.
Darion D Money Childs. He was actually gunned down at a gas station in Memphis over the weekend. Him and two other people were shot. The two other people survived. He did not. They said that this looked like a straight hit on him. They said actually one other female was shot, but it was another guy with him. He was not injured at all. But they said it looked like a direct hit on Darian D. Money Childs. He was a comedian from Memphis, and they said days or the day that Young Dolph was killed, he was on Facebook making jokes about it. So police in Memphis are speculating that he was killed behind his Facebook post. And Burpee, you be saying stuff ain't off limits. But let me tell you something. Some stuff might be off limits because these boys ain't playing fair out here, boy. They ain't playing fair. But R.I.P. to the young man, man. I'd never heard of him either, but they said he's a comedian from Memphis. Young boy, he was only 23 years old. Darian D. Money Childs actually gunned down at a Memphis gas station over the weekend. Sad, sad news.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
What'd you say, Bert?
I said, know your audience. Read the room, sir.
Read the room. They ain't playing fair up there, boy. They not playing fair up there. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Pastor Real to come and flip the script on y'all this morning.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation. Flip the script. Flip the script. Flip the script.
Hold up, it's time to flip the script.
Yeah. Flip the script. Flip the script. Flip the script.
Pastor Real and flip the script.
We never going to fail. We know Pastor Real, we never going to hell.
Make sure you drop a couple dollars down in the plate. Catch the Holy Ghost, it's Pastor Real on Power 98.
Larry, thank you for having me today. I'm going to flip the script, and it's being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keep saying 100.
Now, for those of you who don't, who may not understand what the word is saying, that's why I am here. To help you gain a better knowledge of the word of God. Today's scripture that I'm be flipping is Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Let's break it down, Larry.
Break it down.
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Don't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not for you. Don't do it because you want to do it. That makes you selfish. It makes you selfish.
Make you selfish.
But do it in humility and count others more significant than yourselves. Think of others before you think of you, Larry. This word just jumped out to me because it's touching me in my heart, Larry.
Oh, there you go.
See, you already know I'm triggered.
You triggered?
And when you put others ahead of yourself, you will move forward.
Move forward.
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 Now, if you do things because of your own selfish need, you may have children who depend on you. You may have a spouse who may depend on you. But if you only think of yourself, then you, your spouse, and your children ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere?
They ain't going nowhere.
You're not
going
to move forward.
You might move backwards, but you're not going to move forward. The last part of that verse. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Before you think about what you want to get, ask somebody else what they want. Let it turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Ask somebody else what they want.
Ask somebody else what they want.
Because they may have a more dying, more pressing need than you do. Clothes ain't a need. Shoes ain't a need if you already have it. But see, it is a need for someone who doesn't have clothes. For someone who does not have shoes. For someone who does not have a home. For someone who does not have a car. For someone who does not have a job. Do for others before you do for you. Let's talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Do for others.
Do for others.
Before you do for you.
Before you do for you.
Do for others before you do for you.
Did I get it right?
Just like that. Do for others before you do for you.
Do for others before you do for you.
Do it. That's the word. That's the scripture. That's flipped.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, shout out to Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, 7:08, 8 minutes out of 7 o'clock. How today is Shout Out America. It's going to be right near 50, 41 degrees and cold outside. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, Miss April.
Happy Motivation Mighty Monday. No madness, only gladness, no sadness.
All that back, did you?
Oh, today I just want to let all the birthday shines out there, and I want to let my son Corinthian shine, but especially I want to give a shout-out to my daddy. He is the best.
Shout-out to Golden, man. Yo, daddy. Golden, damn Golden, we said what up.
Power 98, good morning. What's going on? Who you letting shine?
Good morning, good morning. Ain't nothing going on today. So today, I'm going to let my baby shine today. When I tell you they did not stress me out all Thanksgiving, shout out to my babies knowing how to act. Go ahead, kids. Get y'all shine on, okay?
Two things. Power 98, good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
I want to let Maria Glenn shine this morning.
Maria Glenn?
Yes, it's her 54th birthday.
5-4 on the... Yo, birthday!
I would like to shine the light on my niece, the last of the four, who turned 13 yesterday. She is officially a teenager. So happy birthday to you, Kaya. I love you.
I want to give a shout out to my sister Jamie. Her birthday was Saturday.
Yeah, my sister, fool.
That's my sister, cuz.
It's my sister. Happy Jamie, birthday,
happy
sis.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, sister. I love you. We're going to celebrate. Yes. Happy birthday, Jamie. Happy birthday, sister.
I want to give a shout out to all them basketball players out there, man, in high school. Shout out to my man Trevor Kelly over there, Harden. Boy, I'm going to come check you out. And shout out to J-Mac, a.k.a. Jeff McGinnis, a.k.a. Touche. Combine, boy, they played a hell of a game against the Julius Chambers Cougars. And, boy, that thing went down to the wire. They pulled it out, though. Hey, boy, both of them schools, they going to have a hell of a season. Mm. Shout out to all them players out there. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. Miss Jessica's gonna drop that nosy neighbor news on y'all at 7:24. Your chance to win a dope duffel gift card. Yeah, straight like that. It's coming up at 7:24. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap. No cap.
Hello, everyone. It's a long Thanksgiving weekend. Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
How the hell you come in late after 7 days off? I'm still trying to figure that out.
Seven days.
And a whole day. Jessica gonna call us talking about the roadblock. Me and Bubba say, what road?
I will pull up the article.
I said, roadblock.
Which road? That's not. Well, y'all didn't ask which road.
You were disseminating the information. You're supposed to tell us what road
was
on.
It was.
But it was the way Justin said it. She said, y'all, it's a roadblock.
It's a roadblock.
What road, Justin?
First of all, when I hit y'all up and told y'all that I was going to be late, I had just gotten out of the bed. So when I got in the traffic, I wasn't fully functioning. But if y'all are over there on Albemarle Road between Winter Haven and Farm Pond, y'all don't go over there. Because I sat in traffic for 30 minutes over there.
That's got it. Oh yeah, God. So I'm going to be a little bit extra
late. She called the hotline. That's what made it funny.
Because the roadblock.
Because I didn't know if y'all were on the air. Like, you got to put your phones to print.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What roadblock?
Look, it says it right there on WSSCTV. Because I went looking. I was like, what is going on out there? It says it right there. There was a hit and run, and it knocked down the power lines over there.
Yeah, the roadblock.
All the way away again.
That was not. I wasn't. And I wasn't.
The roadblock. I don't think you noticed that you said it, but you said
it. I did it.
Hey, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but it's a roadblock over here. A road?
What road is she on? I don't know.
I was trying to finagle my way around it, but every twist and turn, they had the roadblock. Y'all stay away from Albemarle Road. And if you were on Albemarle Road, this one, call up here and defend me.
No, you don't.
That's another neighbor news quick.
It's coming up next. There you go, man.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, November 29th. It's been a year since Dionne Warwick and Chance the Rapper teased a duet, but it looks like the wait is over. Nothing's Impossible is now streaming. Check it out. If one
more label... Nothing's impossible if you believe. Nothing can stop you from... Dreams are forever.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
So don't ever question.
Don't ever question.
Who you are.
Who you are.
It's going to benefit Social Works, which is Chance's nonprofit. It's also going to benefit Hunger Not Impossible, an organization that helps families get nutritious prepaid to-go food from local restaurants. If you all want to check out the full song, I have it up on our website, power98fm.com. Teyana Taylor is taking a much-needed break after being hospitalized for exhaustion. Her Saturday show was canceled, and she was rushed to the hospital. She said, "Thank you for being so understanding. Y'all know Petunia. No miss no shows, and most importantly, no, I've been leaving it all on the stage for months straight, 1,000%, so I'm really saddened to not have been able to do the same for you last night." On December 9th, the United Center in Chicago will invite fans to celebrate the life of Juice WRLD in his new and in his latest album, his last album. The executive pre-release listening experience will show some of his documentary, will have special guests and performers, and it will celebrate the rapper's life. Tickets for the event go on sale today. A.E., Amber Rose's ex, is apologizing and begging for her forgiveness. He hopped on Instagram to say, "I want to sincerely apologize to my beautiful wife, Amber Rose. You didn't deserve what I did to you. You're an amazing person and a wonderful mother to our boys. I'm sorry for all the pain that I've caused you, my son Slash, and my stepson, Sebastian." He added, "All I want is my family back, and I'm willing to do anything to make things right. Please forgive me." Back in August, Amber put him on blast for cheating on her with at least 12 girls while they were together. Happy birthday to Regine Carter, The Game, Don Cheadle, and Chadwick Boseman. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Yep, it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
All right, man. Hashtag Larry Mad Boy. We going to New York City. New York City. That's right. Iona Prep. I don't know if y'all seen this story break over the weekend, but I saw it. Everybody sent it to my inbox, but I was already on it. I dare you. Tell one of our students this right here. So it's a star baseball player for Iona Prep in New York City. He went to one of his coaches. He said, listen, coach, I want to get faster. I want to continue to work out. So the coach replies, yo, you already fast. Why do you need to get faster? He was like, you know, I'm decent, but I think I can get faster. I think I can get better. So the coach replies, well, you're already fast. And how did you get so fast? You probably got so fast because you've been running from the police. What, coach? What? I gotta get fast. I'm fast because I've probably been running from the police because I'm black with dreads and I'm fast. So that makes me a person that gotta be running from the police. Hey, coach! You know what, coach?
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up. You know that, don't you?
Hey, coach, you know you done messed up, right? I know you freaking lying. I know you didn't say this to this boy. So the student called the news and everything. He said he no longer wants to be at the school. He has since transferred out of school. They doing a protest at the school. And how you say that? How you say that to a person as a coach? Burpee, you a coach? I've been a coach. You don't say that to nobody. I don't care who. I don't care color, creed. You don't say that to nobody. Even if you was joking. You don't say that to nobody, especially if you're a white coach. You got to say that to a black student athlete. It just doesn't matter. That's just like me and Burpee coaching, and one of the white boys come up to us, and they tell us, hey, I want to get fast. We say, hey, you already fast. How did you get so fast? How did you get so fast, Adam, from sniffing the powder in your door in your daddy's drawer? You know what I mean? You know what they're going to tell us?
You see something.
You know what they're going to tell us, Murphy?
You're saying you're not.
See, it ain't right. It ain't right.
Adam?
Yeah, Adam. Yeah. Little Adam. Yeah, man. This is crazy. Shout out to all the students up there who doing the protest in New York behind this. And shout out to this young man for standing up and said he no longer wants to be a part of this school. And he's, like I said, he's transferring now to a public school. Man, do your thing. Continue to play baseball. You got how you get fast from running from the police. Woo! Woo! Somebody need to body slam that damn coach. It's a Monday inside the madhouse, and y'all know what we do on Monday after the mix. I'll go ahead and sing it with him now.
Time for love, and you know it. And I've been waiting for this moment.
It's Monday, baby.
I'm a scalar dry.
We back in the madhouse for another Make Love Monday. Don't do that, Jessica. Larry, Jessica, did y'all have a loving holiday?
I did too.
Did.
You did too? Yes. But I ain't talking about the family. Mm. I'm not talking about the people that you may have seen. See, sometimes you love things that people don't think you're supposed to love. I loved my mama rice pudding this weekend, Larry. My mama rice pudding was hitting so hard. Ooh, I couldn't get enough of what?
That rice pudding.
No, not just that rice pudding. My mama rice pudding.
I love your mama rice pudding.
I'll kill you, Darren. And that's out of hate, not love. Matter of fact, I will love killing you, Darren.
I love your mama rice pudding, too.
I love that honey glazed ham. How that glaze was dripping off that honey, off that ham.
Stop pointing at me and looking at me.
Sorry, it was just the ham.
It.
The ham. When you warm it up, and you got the little honey juice at the bottom of the ham.
Yeah.
Y'all taste the honey juice?
I love your mama honey glazed ham.
Yep. I see what's going to happen when we go off air today. I already know.
Your mama made the ham too?
Yeah, my mama made the ham.
She got that honey glazed ham.
Mama made that honey. Larry?
I loved. Mm. The way them collards was sitting in that pot.
Mm.
It was just steaming.
Mm.
It was all juicy. And you know what it was marinating in, Larry? Turkey necks. I love when the turkey neck juice marinate onto the collards, Jessica.
Larry, did Burpee's mama make the collards?
No, what? Don't do that, Jessica. Now it's going to be too. Okay.
She loves my turkey neck.
All right. It's going to be two homicides in the name of love.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's what she be saying, too.
You know what else I love? I hate everybody in the madhouse today.
No, go ahead. Make love
my head. I loved when Jessica came in late because she won't talk about this noise. I loved when Larry was absent a couple days last week.
Larry, Bourbon Mama ever been late?
You know what? Nah, she too old for that.
She was late. I was like, oh my God. Nah,
gobble, gobble, gobble.
She might have been on the way over there late, but that's the only late she was. And I love how Miss Judy glazed my ham over the weekend.
Woo, child.
Oh, when I tell you her Thanksgiving juices was flowing.
Baby, you like Miss Judy's juices?
Licked it up.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hello. What noise do a ham make? I don't care. It was sexy this weekend. Miss Judy with the booty. I loved it. Oh, I just loved all the food that we had this weekend and all the meat that I got to eat.
That's what your mama said.
Shut up, Larry. Get out of there.
And gobble, 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 gobble.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right, so dating rumors started between Sweetie and Lil Baby after they went shopping, or the rumor was they went shopping in New York. Well, Lil Baby is taking to Twitter to shut down those rumors. He said, Baby not dating no one. I'm single. Sweetie hasn't Big commented single. On this at all. You know, she never even said that they were dating. This was the rumor, but Baby is clearing it up since he's single.
Well, you know, she posted a picture where she kind of like covered up a dude's face. She was sitting on his lap. Then they figured out it was Lil Baby. So they just, you know, from that. And then them allegedly going shopping, they said that they were dating. And then, you know, it's kind of messy because she used to date Quavo. You know, yeah, everybody know about her and Quavo and the big fallout. You know, Lil Baby and Quavo, they're label mates. They're both on QC's label. So, you think that would be kind of messy, Jessica, for a female to do that? Like, you know, for her to go from Quavo to Lil Baby. Seeing that they're label mates, they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool with each other, you know what I mean? You think would that be messy for a female to do that?
Are Lil Baby and Quavo friends?
I assume they are, but I mean I can't speak on their relationship, but I assume they are.
I always personally say friends are off limits. Yeah. Like I don't do that or anything like that. However, you know, you gotta think of it as a job. You know, like we all work up here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date one of your coworkers' ex? You know, just. Because
my coworker's ex.
Just because it's your coworker, you're not friends with them. You just happen to work in the same place, and that's what's going on. That's what might be going on with here. Yeah, they're on the same label. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be real friends to where.
But you still got to see the person.
Yeah, well, you still got to see your coworker.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what might make it messy. I still got to see. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, friends are off limits, but coworker's ex ain't. Like, it's your coworker. Like, that's not my friend. I don't know you.
Okay. It just seemed a little messy. I'm just telling you. To me, what you think, Bert? You think it seemed a little messy between Sweetie, Quavo, Lil Baby?
If she all the people that work back there in the back that you don't even know who they are. If you were to find out that one of their exes was single, you would say no just because they work in this building?
It's tough just because I got to see them.
If we're not cool like that, it ain't messy.
Anyway, like you don't talk to him, you're not friends.
If we're not cool like that, it's not messy. But if Lil Baby and Quavo cool, then yeah, exactly. That make it messy.
Okay, all right.
If they're cool,
but
then
if I don't know you like that, I'm gonna knock it down.
But we know you ratchet.
No standards,
none, zero,
none. I don't care who you. Well, I mean, I got a couple standards.
No, you don't.
Like two,
like zero.
What are they?
One and a half.
What are they? I ain't never heard you talk about your standards.
He has done.
I really like one standard.
Be a female. Just be a female. That's it.
Don't send them over here to us.
That might not even be a standard.
Oh, no, that's the standard. That's definitely the standard.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
What? I am not my brother.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Dog House Courtroom, where you are the jury. Today's letter reads, about 5 years ago, my best friend of 30 years caught my man cheating on me. When she told me about it, we broke up, and she made it known that she hated him because of what he did to me. Now, me and my man eventually made up and got back together, and now we are engaged. The first time that we all got together after we got back together, she was mean to him. She didn't even speak to him. She kept giving him the evil stare. I talked to her about it, but she said that she would never forgive him because it was her that was there wiping my tears, and she hated to see me hurt. It's been very difficult because I feel like I'm always stuck in the middle. I understand why she doesn't like her, and I love her for wanting to protect me, but I don't want that energy around on my wedding day. And since he has to be there, I decided not to invite her. Now she is upset with me. So, we want to know who is wrong in this situation. Is it the woman, the soon-to-be bride, for not inviting her best friend? Or is it the best friend? Who is guilty? You get to decide. 570-WPEG. Give us a call.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, about 5 years ago, my best friend of 30 years caught my man cheating on me. When she told me about it, we broke up, and she made it known that she hated him because of what he did to me. Now, me and my man eventually got back together, and now we are engaged. The first time that we all got together after we got back together, she was so mean to him. She didn't speak to him. She kept giving him an evil stare. I talked to her about it, but she said that she would never forgive him because it was her that was there wiping my tears, and she hated to see me hurt. It's been very difficult because I feel like I'm always stuck in the middle. Now, I understand why she doesn't like him, and I love her for wanting to protect me, but I don't want that energy around on my wedding day. And since he has to be there, I decided not to invite her. Now she is mad. So we want to know, who is guilty in this case? Is it the bride for not inviting the bestie to the wedding, or is it the bestie? Let us know. Good morning.
She guilty, and I'll tell her to her face she guilty, because I already know who that is, and it's about me. Yeah, don't invite me somewhere and then change it up because of who I'm dating. That don't got nothing to do with you. You're guilty. Like, don't do that at all.
Wait, you know who?
Yeah.
Oh, so hold on. So you're the bestie in this situation?
Huh?
You're the bestie in this situation?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, so your best friend did, I don't know, because there was no name attached to this email, but okay. So your bestie did not invite you to her wedding?
I mean, I got invited to the wedding, but then I got the invite taken away because of who I was dating. Because somebody else feeling like that, they don't like that person. So I got basically uninvited. It's either You can't bring him and come, or not bring him.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Different situation, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think this
was. Nah, it was a different situation. It just triggered her. So she heard what she wanted to hear. You see what happens when you get triggered, burp? Go ahead.
Power 98. Good morning. Who is guilty, the bride or the bestie?
I say the bestie, because at the end of the day, if she's truly that girl's best friend or that woman's best friend, then she'll be with her regardless of whatever she decides to do. At the end of the day, that woman has to sleep with that man every night knowing what he did, and if that's what she chooses to do, then that's what she chooses to do. She doesn't have to like that man, but if that's her best friend, then she should be there for her regardless if she's truly her best friend.
We got more on today's court case.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, about 5 years ago, my best friend of 30 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Caught me, caught my man cheating on me. When she told me about it, we broke up, and she made it known that she hated him because of what he had done. Well, me and my man eventually made up and got back together, and now we're engaged. The first time that we all got together after we got back together, she was mean to him. She didn't speak to him. She kept giving him the evil stare. I talked to her about it, but she said that she would never forgive him because it was her that was wiping my tears and that she hated to see me hurt. It's been very difficult because I feel like I'm always stuck in the middle. Now, I understand why she doesn't like him, and I love her for wanting to protect me, but I don't want that energy around on my wedding day. And since he has to be there, I decided not to invite her. Now she is mad, so we want to know who's guilty. Is it the bride or the bestie? Good morning.
I think it's the bestie because she got to know how to let stuff go when they get back, when they got back together. You know what I mean? She can't just keep holding stuff against them. She can pretty much just stay out of it.
Good morning. Who is guilty?
I'm going to say the bride, and this is why I don't do females. If I was the best friend, I'd just run away from both of them. F him, F her, F the whole wedding. I wouldn't care.
Thank you. Good morning. Who is guilty?
I think the woman is guilty for not inviting the best friend because that's going to be her best friend, but if he cheats on her again, then who's she going to cry on?
Whew, that's a good case today, man. We'll be back with it. We get to give our opinion when we come back?
Yes.
I'm testifying today. Burpee, please don't get triggered, okay?
I'm already triggered.
Oh, Lord, it's the plug. It's fine out here.
Big station, big energy. Where the plug's plug. It's Power 98.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, being brought to you by Power 98, CPI, and Fox 46. Power 98 and CPI Security are joining CMPD to share the joy of giving toys this holiday season for the CMPD's Explorers Christmas Project Toy Drive, along with Fox 46. You can join us on December 10th at Walmart 8180 South Tryon from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For more details, log on to power98fm.com. Our letter today reads, about 5 years ago, my best friend 30 years caught my man cheating on me. When she told me about it, me and my man broke up, and she made it known that she hated him because of what he did. Now we eventually got back together, and now we're engaged. The first time that we all got back together, it was obvious she was mean to him. She didn't speak to him, and she kept giving him an evil stare. I talked to her about that. She said that she would never forgive him because it was her that was there wiping my tears, and she hated to see me hurt. It's been very difficult because I feel like I'm always stuck in the middle. I understand why she doesn't like him, and I love her for wanting to protect me, but I don't want that energy around on my wedding day. So since he has to be there, I decided not to invite her. Now she's mad. So who is guilty? Is it the soon-to-be bride, or is it the bestie? Go ahead, Larry.
Nah, let Burpee go first. Go ahead, Burpee.
Oh, mine is real quick. It's the bride. And you don't pick no... that's been your homegirl for 30 years? Is it?
Yeah, that's what they said. They've been best friends for 30 years.
30 years, and you letting a dude that you broke up with, and you know he cheated on you because your friend of 30 years told you. You letting him come in between y'all friendship? Nah, bro. It's the one who's in the relationship is guilty.
It's not just a dude who cheated on her.
Yes, it is.
It is now her fiance, soon to be husband.
Mm.
So
you know. And I'm not saying
they ain't been together 30 years.
But they have the potential to be with them being a husband and
last.
Wife.
It won't last.
Oh wow! Just because he cheated, it won't last.
No, not because of that. Just
it won't last.
just because most marriages. Just because 75% of marriages end in divorce.
The woman.
The bride?
The bride.
Why do you say she's dumb? I mean,
she makes bad decisions.
Why? What's the bad decision?
The bad decision is, okay, my best friend, I'm going to leave you out. From what I'm gathering, she's the type to stop everything that she's doing for whatever's going on in her relationship for her man. So I'm going to block everybody else out. I'm going to tune everybody else out for this guy.
Let me ask you this. Based off of what you said, right? Mm. You're the husband in this. You're the fiance in this situation. You know that this girl does not like you.
Right.
She treats you badly. She gives you an evil stare. Right. She not only does not like you, but she makes it known
right. In
your presence that she does not
but
like you.
But here's the thing.
Do you want that around on your wedding day as the husband? Yes. That's my question.
As a real man, I'm going to approach her.
Yeah, and I'm going to say yes.
It's probably not going to change. That's not going to change.
Right, but that's cool though.
But it could. It might not.
Uh-huh.
But as a man, and knowing that you're the best friend of my wife,
right.
Uh-huh. I'm going to try to mend that because I know now that you're even more upset because my wife doesn't want you to win.
Right.
My question to you is, do you, even after the conversation, whatever, because it seems like this Jackie ain't for this, do you want that around on your wedding day as the husband?
Yes. Oh, I don't care because I ain't knocking her down. I'm knocking down my wife.
And you know, for the first time in Madhouse history, I actually agree with Burpee totally. I agree with Burpee totally on this whole situation. Like, the bride is absolutely guilty. That's your friend of 30 years. You put the ball in her court.
Yeah.
She can make the decision if she wants to come. She's the one with the feelings. She knows how she feels. Mm-hmm. About this man. As a man, he's come back and said he's going to make amends. So, you know, she's the bride in the situation. She's accepted this situation. Mm-hmm. As a man, you know what you did. So as a man, then you got to own up to that. Mm-hmm. So if that girl don't like you or the female don't like you, then you know why she doesn't like you. So yeah, I want you to come. I want you to stand here. And if you want forever, hold your peace.
Because I know now that my wife is going to feel some kind of way that her best friend of 30 years is not going to be at her wedding.
Right. And
it might have been a situation where the bride is looking out for her husband. Her bride, the bride is like,
right.
I don't want my husband to
feel some type of way.
To be in this situation, to be in this predicament with somebody that is standing there
pull up.
Hating on him on our wedding day.
Yeah, pull up. I'm going to tell you.
So she might be looking out for her husband.
Tell best friend to pull up so she can get all this goodness we about to spread, all this love.
You want the best friend to ask y'all to be petty.
I want your best friend
to single ass. I want her to be petty.
Dope ass wedding we about to have.
Big ass ring I just bought by 20K.
Yeah. And she can't do the wobble at the reception.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to give you a hug. Matter of fact, I want the bouquet to
land in your life. Put her in the wedding.
Make her the bride. Make her the maid of honor.
All that.
Yeah, I want all the smoke.
I want all the smoke. This is my day. You ain't gonna be my day.
And I'm gonna dance with you. Come here, boo. Come here. Come on. Stop playing. We still
and
together.
And while I'm dancing with you, I'm whispering you.
Yeah.
All right, now. You gotta calm your head down.
Yeah, we still together, though.
We
still together.
You can't give her what I can give her.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm torn between this one. I understand where the bride is coming from. I understand where the bestie's coming from. For the bestie, my advice to you is once you have given your best friend that information, that's up to them.
However they move.
You can't cannot dictate the actions of a grown woman.
No.
Especially if you love them. You know, I understand that you won't feel however it is, but at the end of the day, like the other caller called up there and said, you're not the one that's laying down with them. They are, you know, and if you're going to be the bestie, even in my situation, I sort of feel like my role is to be there when my bestie is down. And when I am down, my bestie is there for me when I'm
down.
Do
your
job. It just is what it is. But according to the nosy neighbors out there, they say it's the bride that's guilty in this one, and she should have invited the bestie to the wedding.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
Ass up today. Jeez, listen, you got a case and you wanted heard in Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom, go ahead and email me morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's, or you can DM me on social media at Hey Miss Jessica.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart.
All right, all right, all right. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
It's Darrell.
What up, Darrell? What's up, Darrell? You going to play Black Smart, Big Homie?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Darrell, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
I got
you. You got three categories. Category number one.
Rapper record labels.
Category number two.
Advice old heads give you in a relationship.
Category number three is in the song.
Okay, what was the second one now?
Advice old heads give you in a relationship.
Yeah, let me do number two. And number three.
All right, number two, go ahead.
Number two, advice old heads give you in a relationship. Your grandfather will ask his grandson, he better not marry that girl if she is what?
If she a thot.
Oh, that's not even you thot.
No, that's a good one though, but not that.
You want to stay in the same category or you want another category?
I'll stay in the same category.
Okay, go ahead.
Stay in the same category. A grandmother will tell her granddaughter, don't bring no this kind of man around here.
A man with no job.
Okay. Still in the game, big dog. All right, you want to stay in the same category or you want another one?
Stay in the same category.
Old advice old heads give you in a relationship. A grandparent, regardless, will tell their grandson, if she can't do this, don't be with that girl.
If she can't cook and clean.
You got it, big dog. You got it.
You win.
You got the big one today, big dog. God. You get five shout-outs. Go ahead. Throw them shout-outs out there right now.
Yes!
I'm giving a shout-out to my brother. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 41, Punkin.
One.
Give a shout-out to my mama.
Two.
Give a shout-out to everybody out in Monroe.
Three.
Shout-out to... to the Panthers, even though they pissed me off.
The Panthers? Four? You got one more.
And, just give a shout out to God, man.
God.
And there five. Is, five. Most
that's how
important.
You end it. That's how you end God, it right there, boy. Now, shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98, man.
Wake up. You was asleep? I'm waking you up.
Every weekday mornings at 5:50 a.m. to 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press the play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98 the plug, no we stamp that. If it's trending then you know we on it, that's that.
9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending. Burbank, who is being brought to you by?
It's being brought to you by our nationwide contest. We could all use a little extra cash, right? Go to power98fm.com for your chance to win $15,000 towards your rent or mortgage as a part of our nationwide contest.
Jessica, what you got trending over there?
The founder of the luxurious brand Off-White and the artistic director of the menswear at Louis Vuitton has passed away. His name is Virgil, and I do not want to mess up his last name, so I will not try to pronounce it. He actually passed away from cancer. He was just 41 years old. He passed away on Sunday in the hospital in Houston. Fans everywhere were shocked by this one as this news began to hit social media and the blogs and things of that nature. Rest in peace to him.
And in other news, Quavo is trending, and they're making memes about because of the whole thing that happened with him and Lil Baby, or Jada and Sweetie. And one of the memes says, Lil Baby saying this to Quavo. I'll let you have Jada if you let me have Sweetie for the night. And then Quavo. And that's the song of
fame. We ain't tripping, we'll swap it out. Woo, that seemed like something Quavo was saying.
I hate the internet, but I love it so much. So yeah, they because and you know they trying to put together what Jessica said, the outfit that he had on, and the he had on the outfit Lil Baby did, and Sweetie was sitting on the guy's lap.
Mm-hmm.
In a picture, and it kind of almost looked like the same outfit. So of course the internet trying to be Inspector Gadget, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
trying to put two and two together, but they're getting six.
Yeah, but listen, I'm gonna tell you what else is trending this morning. I don't know if y'all follow this page, Charlotte. It's charlitt.nc. It's a couple on there. They trending in Charlotte, coach. They've been fighting the last seven episodes on this page. I don't know what they doing, but this girl is whooping this boy tail on there. Every time he go live, she is beating him up. He done snatched her bonnet off, and she beat him up.
Some the songs he played.
Listen, go follow this. This right, it's very entertaining. I don't know why, but it's very entertaining. charlitt.nc is the page. Follow the couple on there. They about to, if they ain't going all the way viral, they about to go viral. Apparently, he caught her cheating or something, and he was making. I don't know if this is made.
It was playing all the songs. Yeah, he referred to cheating.
Yeah, and boy, she was whooping his tail. Stop it! And I'm you know what? No, then they got the baby in the background. Come on, man. You can't do this in front of the baby. Not in front of the baby. And then in one of the things, she like, that's why you ain't going to see your other baby. You can't do that. Females, y'all can't do that. You can't get mad at me and then say I can't see the baby because you mad. We can't do that. We can't do that. We got to stop. But, yeah, they trending this morning in the city. Yeah. That's the same page Burpee was on when he got hit by that girl.
I was. Over and she don't know what's gonna happen to her.
What she say about Burp? Your car ain't even.
Well, she wasn't talking about my car. She was talking about the video.
Your car wasn't even. I got a 2022. That's what a 2012. That ain't even nothing.
That won't 2022 in that video.
That's what's trending in the city, man. Well, you really don't know. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Coming up inside the Madhouse, boy, you know it's about to go down. We about to roll call, but before we get to that, your Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Bert?
Today, we wanted to know, when do you put up your Christmas lights?
When do you put up your Christmas tree, maybe?
Yeah, that too. Lights, tree. Hell, there's lights on the tree.
Maybe not. Everybody don't do that, but okay. That's what's up. Somebody said, right after Thanksgiving, that's Black Love Charlotte said that. Exclusive Pearl said now. Bless the Big Candidate said ASAP. If it wasn't done on or before Thanksgiving, you're late. Go ahead and put it up. K. Cole said after Halloween and stay out of my mentions.
Halloween?
Yeah. Queen City Coop said, when did we put up the tree? Let me see. November the 1st. He said that's when they put it up. Adrian is my alias said the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said after Thanksgiving, but a lot of people said right after Halloween.
Why people just don't say the day after Thanksgiving instead of saying the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday.
October the 1st. A lot of people say October the 1st.
You are such a hater.
Yeah, I got a lot of day after Thanksgiving and a lot of October 1st.
I got Thanksgiving week. I got day after Thanksgiving. I got November 1st. Somebody said October.
You said you ain't put yours up yet, right?
No. Caesar Dollar said, we ain't never had one up. My mama used to put our stuff on the couch.
That sounds about right. Word. Jessica, will you put your tree up yet?
No, my goal is always to put it up. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, but I wasn't at home, so it'll go up in the next couple of days, though. Not today.
According to Google, your tree is supposed to go up on Advent Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday before Christmas. So that would be the Sunday of Thanksgiving. So that's when you're supposed to. According to Google, that's what it say, Burp. According to Google, you are not Google. You don't know what the people say. According to Google, that's what they say. Coming up, man, we're about to roll call. You can roll call with me. Yeah, I am No Limit Larry on my Instagram page. Coming up at 9:55.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.